We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Sheeman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd. 993 ESPN. And the 993 ESPN app, also on Facebook Live. And catch us on Twitter as well at 993 ESPN. Got a Twin Peaks Twitter poll question up for you there. Going to talk with Rick Haro, our Sports Business Insider, in a moment. And we're having some fun with the NFL schedule. We're doing the one-loss game, just going down and trying to pick out the final records for some of these teams. Pretty much sticking with your favorite team. We've done the Dolphins, the Buccaneers, a lot of teams from the Midwest. We got to finish up the AFC North. We're going to do some NFC North teams as well later on the program. So all that's coming up here with Sheeman and Shepherd. Also, when we talk to Rick, we'll get to talking to him about what Tiger Woods' win at the Masters means moving forward, and a lot of other things out there as well. So, literally been having a lot of fun with this NFL schedule. Yep. And a lot of things going on. We even had a segment where we did best revenge games coming back.
There's about 10 of them. Not bad. There's some side stories, provided everybody remains healthy.
Right. You can put that asterisk on any comment we make for these days. We did our favorite teams as well. Chris is the Dolphins. We threw out the Bucks because they're local. We did your Patriots. I think we've settled in on about 12-4. I said even months ago that my Lions would be a wild card team this year. We did their record today, and we think 9-7 is possible, and that's about what you need to get into a wild card.
You guys dissed the Buccaneers again. You have them at 6-10. I flip it. It's on the sticky pad. I say 10-6. I think this. I'm just going on faith here that Bruce Arians gets and Byron Leftwich, new QB coach, get inside of Jameis Winston, teach him not to fumble. Just don't fumble or throw a whole bunch of interceptions. Big ifs, I know.
This is becoming a running theme where you are bullish on the Buccaneers 3 years in a row, and Jameis has disappointed you.
Last year I wasn't too bullish last year. I think I had him at 8-8.
Oh, well, 2 years ago.
2 years ago I had him
very
at 11-5, yes.
Yes.
It was, yes.
All right.
Very bullish on him. So, yeah, I just said, so what y'all's win loss, I just said, I pick them at 10-6. These two say 6-10. They have no faith. I do.
So, you know that saying, a broken clock is right twice a day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I was thinking about that saying last night.
Right?
There are some working clocks that are never right.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, if you think about it.
Like mine over here to my right. Is never
well, no, because
correct.
Like if it's always 3 minutes ahead, it's never right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It might be better to be a broken clock.
Is Pete never right when it comes to the Buccaneers?
I don't know.
Been right a lot.
I qualified him with the Buccaneers. I didn't trash your whole.
I've had my moments with the Buccaneers.
All right. Rick Haro is our Sports Business Insider. He is with us now. Usually he's with us from some various exciting places. We talked to him at the Masters last week. Rick, is it boring now? You back home or you got another big event? Where are you at, Rick?
No. It's not boring, but I was in Chicago to do some speaking and then went to games that had about 8,000 people, the White Sox Royals at Guaranteed Rate Field and the Marlins and Cubs in Marlins Park. Unfortunately, that's less than 8,000 people combined. It was like a ghost town. So, yeah, I was bored, but bored about Marlins' lethargy off the field. And, of course, as a Cub fan, they swept that series, and all the patrons inside the building were really excited because they were all Cub fans.
You weren't at the Cubs-KC Battle Royale, that fake fight they had yesterday, right?
You know, that was White Sox. That was
the White Sox. My bad.
We were a day off,
yeah.
And it was one of those games where when you look around the crowd, nobody was watching it. That's all right. Hey, look, you need up and down. And ironically, the way baseball is set these days, as you know, the Yankees have, by the way, more local revenue than the six bottom teams combined, which tells you why the Yankees continue to be on top with the Red Sox and the Dodgers. But every year there's a raise. And as long as there is a raise, there's hope for baseball.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'm
well, how about the? I mean, again, and you see the Rays. It's so sad that they only get like 10 people a game that go, and they are the best, have the best record in baseball, and they are playing out of their minds. And they'll get some fans this weekend because the Red Sox will be at the Trop. But it's just sad to see them not get support in the stadium.
Yeah, but you know what the problem really is? It's the competition from you know, the Lightning run to the Stanley Cup. They're not in either.
Done.
Oh, sorry, never mind.
Yeah,
Rick Haro is with us, our sports business guru here with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Back off the Masters. So I know you went to the Masters. Chris goes to the Masters. So with Tiger winning, what's this going to do for the secondary market for those of us that long and dream of someday attending a Masters? We're not going to do it anytime soon, are we?
It ain't good for you, pal.
No,
I'm sorry, but listen, the 2500. For this year was interesting as a number, but largely because people thought that there was a chance the Tiger would sniff. Next year, it's, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to go way north of $3,500 per day. Hmm. So, you know, if you have that coin, if Beasley is listening, make sure he understands that you need your raise now. Not tomorrow, but now, because you got to create some kind of annuity and put it in the bank so you can afford it.
You're right. You're right. That's
so,
a good.
So you have your tickets already?
No, I don't need tickets. don't ask me why. We'll just leave it at that.
All right.
Okay. All right. It means you know the right people. That's what it means.
I am making it a goal. I swear to God, I'm going to be there next year.
You got to listen. You got to go, and you got to figure out why and how, and if. You know, the station really wants a cosmic approach on perspective. They'll pay my expenses, then they'll worry about you. If they want the cosmic approach, they'll get you there. Yeah. That's all I could do, man.
Sounds good.
Thank you for that.
I can't do any more than that.
Yeah. Did you buy your red collar neck Nike T-shirt? Because apparently they're selling out all over the place. They're quite in fashion now that Tiger wore those on Sunday.
I know. Well, unfortunately, my neck doesn't match my body size. I have no neck and a very large body, so I'm sure I can't fit it in. And frankly, I'm going to use my old Detroit Red Wings jersey. That'll work.
Oh, that's close. Are you going to Bethpage in the PGA Championship?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I'd have gone anyway. But now it's and the beauty of this, right, is you don't have to wait for June and Father's Day for the next major. This was right around the corner.
That's true.
Wow. Now, I forget if you said you're a Game of Thrones fan. If you're not, you should be. But Augusta National and Westeros collided. There was a big, you know, they did a little thingy with the, you know, the winter is here type thing in the snow. But what a day, what a great sports day that was. I mean, and did it throw you off because it ended earlier at 3
well,
o'clock?
Well, no, it actually helped me because I was out in Long Beach for the Grand Prix, the Acura Grand Prix, and watching Zach Veach, who is sponsored by the guy that brought the LPGA event to Indy and now doing some other stuff and a good friend. So we left on Friday morning to fly to Long Beach, and I didn't have the heart to tell him that I was going to sneak away and watch the Masters. And the race, by the way, was supposed to be at 1:30 Pacific, which, of course, would have been 4:30 Eastern, you know, dead into what would have been the Tiger last nine. So the rain threat and the early start actually helped me.
Excellent. Was it? Obviously, CBS thought it was worth it, so CBS had to go early. That hurt them for the ratings and with that fantastic finish. But then they immediately go into repeat mode. Is the second? Is that worth it for them?
I would show it 50 times. I would blow 60 minutes off the air, and I'd show it 8 or 9 times.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is no human being on this earth, even if they don't care about golf, I think, who doesn't know that Tiger Woods won. Although the tournament itself shows you that ultimate appointment viewing, if it's live, you stream it, you put it on top of somebody's bald head, you watch it on TV. I don't care. People are going to watch it.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, people have brought up George Foreman, a lot of other people, biggest comeback of all time, that type of thing. Is this up there in your mind that this was the biggest comeback, at least in sports history?
Oh, sports history, definitely. You know, maybe in history. But, you know, when you think about it all, this was one of those deals that will transcend sports. Ironically, I was with Jack Nicklaus the week before when we had lunch to talk about the sports business handbook. And he, you know, has always felt that Tiger still has something in the tank. But the interesting thing about that is that it would have been interesting to see what Tiger and Jack have thought about now about three more. It was also, though, when you think about it, probably the biggest comeback, even bigger than Jack, in the sense that a lot of baggage and on and on. I mean, you could always tell why, at the end of the day, Jack was very popular. He didn't feel like he would never win again. Tiger, many people felt like he would never win again, which kind of added to the seismic nature of the comeback.
Talking with Rick Haro, our Sports Business Insider, and the Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Switching gears a little bit, how much money did the Tampa Bay Lightning leave on the table by blowing their awesome season and getting swept out of the first round?
Well, listen, I don't know about the dollars, but, well, let's put it this way. Everybody in the industry knows that the first round, you make a little bit of money, you break even maybe regular season staff-wise, and then you really, really excel in the second and third round if you're capable of doing that. So it's the money they didn't make, which I guess is also the money they lost. But are they now going to become the Cincinnati Bengals? Because, you know, you win the President's Cup, and you have a great record, and you're first in the division, it doesn't matter. The NHL is funny, guys. Maybe you can help me with this, but, you know, Nashville came out of eighth seed. There are a few other
LA Kings.
Teams. Yeah, the Kings, right? Reds came out of AC, the Ducks years ago.
Yep.
And I don't know what it is. I don't think the NBA, you're capable of doing that. It's a surprise if you do, at best. And the NHL, it's done a lot.
Well, it certainly has been done with the President's team. The President Trophy winner has lost, but never has it been swept in
the
first
round.
Well,
and not only swept, but basically
humiliated.
And I don't understand it. I have some people who are friends in Tampa, and of course you guys do too, who still can't get over it and still think it's a myth. And it's no myth. So I guess wait till next year. It is ironic because I'm coming, you know, up. I'm doing a Florida trip end of the week, and I'm now hoping that the Magic win one game against the Raptors, because Game 6, I guess, will be in Orlando on Thursday night. Which, when you if you thought about which playoff teams would survive in Florida, and you said it would be the Magic longer than the Lightning, people would think you're on crack.
Absolutely. Exactly. I mean, Tampa Bay was up 3-0 in the game one, and they just absolutely fell apart. They just played not to lose. Columbus and Tortorella took advantage of it, and they steamrolled them. I mean, it really was unbelievable to watch them just absolutely eviscerate themselves in a matter of, you know, a week. Unbelievable.
And listen, here is the issue. When Shepard uses eviscerate, you know the team's in trouble.
That's right. That's a big word. All right, Rick, final question for me. Explain to me the ESPN Big 12 deal in context of all the SEC and ACC networks and Big 10 networks. And, of course, the Big 12, Texas has their own deal. What did ESPN agree to do for the Big 12?
Stability. Stability and more stability. And of course, what they're doing is they're guaranteeing multi-years. And the Big 12 has decided that they're going to put together a guaranteed postseason. It's going to elevate their status. You know, the Oklahoma City guys, the University of Oklahoma guys, Joe Castiglione and others are, you know, pretty strong on saying we need a showcase. We need to be a little more relevant at the end of the season, and that does it. And ESPN gives them some dollars, and it's just the middle of the time where you're going to try to figure out the increased value in all of these other deals and what it means to the new deal. So some would say it's too small, some would say it's too short, but it's probably just right in this changing marketplace.
Very good.
Excellent.
All right, Rick, happy Easter to you and your
happy
family
Easter
this weekend, and safe travels around the state of Florida as you promote your new book, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy Easter. I can't wait. I'm putting it on my calendar right now to be really excited between now and next Thursday at 5.
Sounds good, man.
All right, later. Bye.
Thanks, Rick.
Bye, Rick.
Rick Haro, our Sports Business Insider. If you want to comment on any of that, it's 239-337 ESPN. We kind of bounced around a lot of topics there.
I should ask about the AAF, but then he probably would have a field day.
lawyer speak on the AAF.
Oh,
right?
Man. I'm sure he would like to be representing some of those players and make a mint.
In the meantime, we've had a lot of fun today with the NFL schedule. We've been taking a hand-selected group of teams around the NFL and playing the one-loss game as we skirt down the 16-game schedule. We have a few more that we'd like to do. We did the Steelers earlier, and we figure they will be around 10-6. So let's kind of take a peek at the rest of the division. Well, not the rest of the division, but the Ravens and the Browns. Let's see who is going to win.
But let's
this division.
Remember, we had the Steelers splitting with both the Browns and the Ravens.
Yes.
So let's just be consistent.
We will,
with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that. Mm-hmm. All right. So that means I got to pull up the Ravens schedule here. I know I got to dial this up now. Steelers. Man.
Browns.
Okay. All right. I got the Ravens right in front of me. Okay. We ready to do
the Ravens?
Ravens
or the Browns?
I think we're going to do the Ravens and do the Browns after the break. Oh, okay. Unless we have time to do it before the break. All right, here we go. So your Ravens open up at the Dolphins.
Win.
Loss.
Well, we have to be consistent also because we did the Dolphins yesterday.
It was a win.
For the Ravens?
The Ravens.
Yeah, right.
Was it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
That changed
my
mind.
All right, the Ravens then host the Cardinals. That
win.
Should be a W. They're at the Chiefs next. That is a loss.
That is a loss.
Then they host the Browns, the Art Modell Bowls, I like to call it.
All right, but let's just be clear about the Chiefs. I think if we did the Chiefs schedule, you guys would have them at 16-0. I mean, you have
precisely.
No. No. Wrong.
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have them beating the Ravens.
16-0.
I'd give them 15-1.
I wouldn't have them beating the Ravens.
They're not going 15-1 either.
I don't agree with your statement. I don't think I'd have them going 16 or 15.
But I'm so far every game with some Chiefs.
Yes.
Well, they're good.
They are good, but
not to be denied. All right. Then their fourth game is at home. The Ravens at home against the Browns. This is going to be.
It's a big game.
This is a huge game.
Big game.
Big character game. Divisional.
Let me just pull up Cleveland's real quick and see if this is the first, like, real test for them. No, see, now Cleveland's coming off of a home game Sunday night against the Rams.
And they have to go on the road.
And they got to go on the road, correct.
I like the Ravens.
I like the Ravens in this spot as well.
All right, at the Steelers next.
We gave Pittsburgh that win.
Okay. Yep. Bengals at home, W, at Seahawks all the way across the country.
Going into a bye week? I think that's where Seattle wins.
I like Seattle there.
Okay, that's a loss. Bye week, then at home, off the bye week, against the Patriots on primetime.
What did we do for this game?
I think we picked the Ravens.
I think we did pick the Ravens. Yeah. We had to throw a loss in there. Because
yeah, that's right. It was way. It was too much too soon.
Patriots are going 8-0.
Right, and we couldn't do that.
So this is a
win.
Ravens win. Then they're at the Bengals. Win.
Win.
At home against the Texans, this is a tough game.
This is a tough game.
Very tough game. We just, you know. Just...
I think Houston wins that game. I like Houston this year.
Okay.
I liked them last year, too.
Yeah, they got to the playoffs, right?
Yeah they did.
They're pretty talented.
There you go.
All right, that's a Ravens loss. But... Then they cross the country and go to the Rams for a night game.
Can't give them that.
Didn't they play last year? I thought that was a tough game.
The Rams and Ravens?
I thought they played
last
year.
No, they did not play last year.
I'm going
loss.
Yes.
I'm going loss on that one.
I'll go loss. But
all right, now we're into December already. At home against the 49ers. Keep in mind, the 49ers are coming across the country to play them.
What time is that game?
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Ravens.
It's got Baltimore all over it.
Ravens.
W at Bills.
Win.
Should be able to win that.
Should be. We don't know what Buffalo, but yeah.
At home against the Jets on primetime. We're expecting the Jets to be better.
Ravens.
Yeah, I think you got to.
All right, Ravens. At Browns.
I have the Jets at
loss.
16.
Wow. Splitting with the – Yeah.
Loss.
Yeah.
And then a win against Pittsburgh.
A win at the – yeah, because we had the Steelers losing their last two games.
Yeah.
So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11?
5.
No, I don't like that. We messed up somewhere. We messed up. I don't know what to tell you guys. We messed up.
We got the Ravens at 11-5, the Steelers at 10-6,
the Browns at 9-7.
We haven't done the Browns yet.
I know.
We'll do them when we come back.
Browns when we come back,
and then we'll finish off the AFC North minus Bengals.
Right.
Apologies.
Right.
And then we'll do two more teams from the NFC North. We'll do Bears
and Packers,
and we'll do Packers
because we already did the Lions at 9-7.
Right.
All right, very good.
And we're not doing the Vikings.
Correct.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for checking us out. Also on Facebook Live. Check us out. We got something on there that's kind of special. And we'll update you on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. It's still time for you to chime in on that at 99.3 ESPN. Been going down some schedules for the NFL, playing the one loss game. We got some work to do here in this final segment. We will get back to that in just a second. But, Pete, I know you've got some suggestions for a nice place to eat dinner tonight.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Head on down to Tremontano's Italian Grill, located in the Veranda Shops at the intersection of Palm Beach Boulevard, State Road 31 in Fort Myers. The dinner every day from 3 until 9 p.m., happy hour until 6:30. And great dinner specials at night, unbelievable specials. They have the eggplant parm, and John, Chef Johnny, has tweaked his recipe. It is absolutely fantastic with pasta and a side salad. Other great entrees. They have the Yorkian pears and the gorgonzola sauce. They have roasted chicken for entrees. For appetizers, they've got the coconut shrimp. They've got the wings. They've got the calamari for the avolo. For soups, the pasta fagioli, the roasted garlic. And, of course, the best pizza in Southwest Florida. Roasted garlic, chicken alfredo, chicken ranch, Sicilian cheese, just to name a few. If you have a party of five or more, they do suggest reservations. Give them a call at 239-274-8669. They won't be open for Easter, but they are open right now. They'll be open Friday and Saturday as well. Tremontano's Italian Grill, located in the Veranda Shops at the intersection of Palm Beach Boulevard and State Road 31 in Fort Myers.
Sounds wonderful. I'm very hungry now. Ready for dinner? It's just about dinner time for me. Sounds good. All right. We, in the last few minutes, we looked at the Steelers schedule and we came up with 10-6. We just did the Ravens. And I'm with Chris thinking about this through the break. We did the win-loss thing through their schedule and came up with 11-5. I think that is inflated by maybe as many as two games. I see the Ravens as a 9-7 team. I don't know if Jackson's going to be an awesome quarterback all season long or stay healthy. I don't know. But anyway, I feel like it's overinflated at 11-5, but that's what we came up with.
That's what we came up with.
So let's do the Browns, because I do think the AFC North is probably the most compelling division in football this year when you're trying to predict who might win that division. So
I'll go AFC South, but I like where you're coming from.
All right.
I like where you're coming from.
All right, let's
NFC South, always very competitive.
Yes, it is. It is.
I think the NFC North is going to be unpredictable.
Okay, I agree.
I stand corrected.
It's one of the five most intriguing divisions.
It's a good way to put it, Chris. That's why we love football.
Oh, so what does that mean? The AFC isn't intriguing now. You have the Jets at 10-6.
All right. Now, our apologies to the Bengals. We're not going to do your schedule. But let's take a look now at the Browns.
Chris's first troll says the Browns are the most overrated team.
Well,
look how he signs it.
Yeah, Bungles fan. I know.
Okay, exactly.
I get it. But
yes, right. I'm aware. The Browns from 2008 have nothing to do with this year's
version,
though.
I also think people are anointing them and giving them a lot more accolades than they deserve because they've done nothing yet.
I am one of them. I think they're loaded. They're like the Buccaneers 2 years ago when you thought they were winning 11 games and that roster was loaded. That's how the Browns could be this year. Maybe the same result.
Fact.
I don't know. They open it up at home.
They did win five of their last seven last year, so I think that's why a lot of this hype is surrounding.
Well, and they're handicapped
because put together, and Kareem Hunt's coming there in 8 weeks.
And don't forget, Baker Mayfield didn't start till week three or four.
All right.
So they open up against the Titans. It's at home. It's in Cleveland. I say they're winning that game.
Should be a W.
They hit the road week two against Benny and the Jets. Prime time.
That is going to be
tough game.
That should be
I'm giving them the win.
I'll give them a win too.
All right.
Great.
At home, another primetime game against the Rams. Rams coming across the country for this one.
I'll take the Browns there too.
3-0.
Really?
3-0. Yep. I concur.
Wow. I don't. But continue.
All right. Next, at the Ravens. Now, we had them splitting.
We gave Baltimore that win.
All right. So back down to earth. Baker Mayfield. October. Now they go all the way across the country and take on the 49ers.
Loss.
I think in his prime time.
Yep.
I think that's a loss, Chris.
At San Francisco?
Yeah. I just don't like teams going across the country.
For a night game?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
I got a feeling.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a feeling.
Go for it.
Next, they come home, they take on the Seahawks, who they have to travel across the country. I'm giving Baker the win here.
All right, I would have flip-flopped those two, so go. Okay.
All right.
Okay. We got to the same place.
Yeah. Either way, we're 4-2 at this point. Bye week, then we're at the Patriots. Browns at Patriots.
Loss.
Can't believe I'm going to say this. Pete was absolutely right when we did the Patriots rundown. This is the game where, let's say Browns are... 4-2, right?
Right.
Going in this game, there's going to be a lot of hype around this team. Full bye week going into Foxborough, 4:25 nationally televised game.
Yeah.
And yes, they're going to lose badly.
Okay, I agree.
I don't know about badly, but I think that.
No,
I don't know about badly, but I've seen teams, the Texans a couple times, and other teams, Indy.
Chiefs last year.
Yeah, but that was
that was a great game though.
It was.
Right. All right, it's back-to-back road games after the bye week, because then they go at the Broncos.
Win. They Broncos aren't very good.
They should win.
I love Cleveland in that game.
Oh, okay, love. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They come back home for three home games in a row. First up, the Bills. Win.
It should be.
Next, Steelers.
We gave that to them, a split, right? Yeah, we gave that to the Browns. And then Miami.
And Miami, another win.
Dolphins. Another win.
We've now won four in a row and five of our last six. Browns fever is taking the nation by storm at this point as we go into December.
I want a sticky pad reference for November 24th against Miami. I think that is going to be Miami's worst loss of the year.
Oh, I do not disagree.
That has 42-10 written all over it.
All right. Now, we're at eight wins right now with the Browns, people. We have the month of December. We have five games in December. All right, they're at the Steelers December 1st. We think that's a loss, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we split. Yep.
They come home to take on the Bengals. That should be a win. It's at home.
That should be a win.
That's nine wins right there. At the Cardinals.
Loss. I mean, the Cardinals are not going to go 0-16.
No, but they're not going to beat the Browns.
The Browns should win this game. They should win that game.
Browns win.
Yeah, looking at Arizona's schedule, like, that's not what their win is. Their win is, you know, Sunday, October 20th at the Giants.
Hold on, though. I'm thinking about the possibility could be Kyler Murray versus Baker Mayfield in that game. That's intriguing.
Well, I don't.
He might have already been playing.
Could have
turned them around a little bit.
Well,
no, I'm just saying.
Rookie quarterback feeling his oats a little. Not going
to
be that
true,
great.
But because it's so late in the year, it's a possibility to be a competitive game.
Okay, but I'm going to stick with a Brown.
All right,
win
I will there. Too. I'll do that. Yeah.
All right. Now we've got the Ravens. It's at home. Is this the one we gave the Browns a win?
Yes.
All right, we're up to 11 wins now, guys.
Hey-o.
And at Bengals to close it out. The Bengals have already quit the season.
No, we messed up again.
12 wins. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 wins. So is it possible we've got the Browns winning 12, the Ravens winning 11, and the Steelers winning 10?
All I know is I have all three teams winning 9 games. That's what I really have. Maybe for the purpose of this show, you get caught up in the...
Well, according to this rundown, we've got the Browns winning the division, the Ravens getting a wild card, and maybe the Steelers getting a wild card. That's where we're at.
I mean...
Well, 12-4, the Browns are having a first-round bye. Unless the Pats and the Chiefs go on in 13-3.
No, the Patriots game against the Browns back on October 27th will be for home field advantage throughout.
Love it.
We'll see.
Fantastic.
They'll be 4-12.
Are we just giving out
4-12?
Are we giving out wins to everybody?
We are.
Is it? Does it? Does it add up?
We're like Oprah.
No.
Yeah, we're adding up correctly.
No, it adds up, but I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, at some point, some teams have to start losing some games.
The problem is nobody's going 8-8 in our minds. Everybody's 12-4 or 4-12, except the Dolphins, who are 3-13.
We should have plus or minus 2 on each of these. There should be 2 wiggle room games in each of these deals here, but that's just
well. That's why. Picking games in the NFL is difficult.
That's why we're doing that. And I'm awesome at it because I win the pigskin picks every year.
This is wins and losses.
This isn't even with point spread. I mean, this is easy stuff. All right, let's do the Bears. Then we'll close it out with the Packers.
The Bears.
All right, Bears open up at Thursday night at home against the Packers.
Win.
Okay.
I'm calling it a loss, I think.
Well, we're going to have them split with the Packers, are we not? I mean, let's think this through.
Probably.
Let's give them the home.
Probably.
That's a win. All right. Then they're on the road 2 weeks in a row at Broncos, at Redskins, the Bears now.
Win-win.
Let's split these.
Win-win.
Pete?
Guys, the Broncos, who's going to score for the Broncos this year?
All right, fine.
Who's playing defense?
So we got I just something about the Bears this year. I don't know, man. I'll go week two. Week two, I'm going Denver. I'm sorry. Week two, I'm going Denver. No, that's a lot.
I'm with Pete. I want them them to split weeks 2 and 3. I want them coming out there 2-1.
All right, fine.
All right. Then they've got the Vikings. It's at home. Sunday night game in September. All right, I'm Sunday afternoon.
Did you say the Redskins already?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You and I had them split either the Broncos or Redskins.
That's fine.
Then they're at home to the Vikings. September, it's a late afternoon game.
It's a tough one. I don't know.
I'm gonna have them splitting with the Vikings, so I'm going to give them the home game.
All right, I'll give them that.
All right. Raiders. Oh, is this London. In London?
Yeah.
Win.
Khalil Mack gets his revenge.
All right, we've got the Bears off to a 4-1 start before their bye week. All right, at home to the Saints, that's a loss?
That is a loss.
At home to the Chargers, that's a loss.
I don't know about that.
Loss.
Pete, you've got to go.
I know.
If you want the Bears to be a little bit down, the Chargers got to go in there and win.
I know, but you got to lose. Now you got to lose in back-to-back home games.
That's okay. They're the Bears. That happens.
Then they're going to the Eagles.
Then they go
loss.
At the Eagles.
Loss.
Another loss. All
three
right.
in a row.
I like how this is shaping up.
Home against the Lions.
We gave them that win already.
That's a win. Then they go at the Rams.
I want to say loss.
Loss.
I agree.
I'm saying loss.
Home to the Giants.
Probably.
W.
Should win that one. At the Lions, Thanksgiving Day. That's a loss.
That's a loss.
Yeah, unless Stafford throws two interceptions in the first quarter again.
Not going to happen, Pete Shepard. Then they come home after a restful week and host the Cowboys at nighttime.
Fun note on that game. That's actually a Thursday night game, but for a second year in a row, Dallas getting the Thursday night game after playing on Thanksgiving, so it's not really a short week.
No, it's not. I'll get the Bears
I think the Cowboys win this game.
I think the Cowboys win this game.
All right, so that's a loss for the Bears. Then they go at Lambeau. They're losing that one, right?
Loss.
And
hosting the Chiefs, loss.
Loss. Loss. And then at Vikings to close out, to close out December. I think they could lose that game. Vikings are going to be playing?
Yeah.
So the Bears, boy, what a
I think we got seven.
Tricky schedule. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6. 6
Hey-o.
And 10.
Yep.
6 and 10 for the Bears. There's your step back, Pete.
Taking a step back.
All right. Now we promise. Earlier we did the Lions at 9 and 7. Let's take a look at the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers opened it up at the Bears. We said that was a
win.
No, we said it was
said
a Bear
lost.
Win, so
Sorry,
it's a Packer
right,
loss.
Right.
Vikings at home for the Packers.
Ugh.
A win? Home game? Win?
I'll say a win.
I'll say a win.
Three home games in a row. Broncos come in. That's a W.
Yep.
Then the Eagles night game at Lambeau.
Thursday night. At home, you go with the home team
Aaron
on
Rodgers.
Thursday nights. That's what you do. It's what you do.
Bay.
So at that point of the season, Green Bay will be 3-1. Detroit will be 1-3.
How about that?
All right, October. Then they go to the Cowboys. Can't remember.
I'm going to say loss.
Yeah, I am too.
I think that's a loss.
I am too. Dallas's defense.
All right, home game, night game against the Lions.
Lions, pull the upset.
I had the Lions sweeping the pack this year.
Lions.
So that's a loss for the Packers.
And Aaron Rodgers will have nightmares. He'll be psychologically damaged.
Yes.
He was concussed in that game. It was brutally.
But they come back and get the W.
And they'll be looking ahead to the Raiders and get a W. Then they hit the road at the Chiefs. That's a loss. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
You have the Chiefs losing no games to anybody.
Correct.
We haven't really dialed them in. Maybe we'll do that on Monday. All right, November at the Chargers. Packers at Chargers. That will be a home game to Chris's theory in Los Angeles.
Lambeau West.
Yes.
That is a Packers
one. I will say, I don't know. I'll say the Chargers.
Think about the iconic uniforms taking the field that day.
Yeah.
The powder blues.
Yeah. Then they come home and take on the Panthers. I think they can win that game in Lambeau.
Yeah, until we know what Cam is, we can't.
Win.
That's a bye week after a very late bye week.
Yep.
And then, coming off a bye week, traveling out west to the 49ers. Rested up.
I'm going to say loss. I'm not sure what San Fran's going to be all about, but I'll say loss.
They might be the biggest wild card in the league this year.
Jimmy G versus Aaron Rodgers back in his hometown where he grew up.
A lot of handsomeness going on in that game.
Aaron's kind of a saggy face. You know what? Aaron Rodgers, homecoming, back to where he's from, taking on the 49ers. I'm going to give this to the Packers.
Wow.
Mm.
December, at the Giants. They should win that
game. They should
win that game.
But the Packers aren't that great, but I'll give them a win. Then home to the Redskins. They should win that.
They should.
What the Redskins are going to be all about. Yeah, should win that one.
We already gave them the next game, hosting the Bears.
Over the Bears. Then they close out two in a row on the road. They're going to be must-win games. At the Vikings?
Loss.
Loss.
That's a loss. And at Lions, I have the
loss.
Lions winning. No, I've,
Lions win.
Yeah. So that's one.
Knock the
two,
Packers
three,
out of the playoffs.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. That's still 10 wins, boys. Mm. That's winning the division, depending on what the Vikings do. That's 10 wins.
How about that?
Oh, how did they sneak into 10? It seemed like we had a lot of losses for them.
They had that four-game winning streak in the middle of the season.
That's Aaron Rodgers for you.
How about that? When they win four of their last five as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, five of their last six. We got them beating San Francisco, the Giants.
No, we got them six in a row.
Yeah.
I want to throw out a couple more little nuggets of the NFL schedule just so people realize. The Buccaneers will have no home games in Tampa during a six-week span. They play at home in week three and week 10. In between, they play four road games and a home game in London and then have their bye. So the MLB season will end and the NBA and NHL seasons will start in between Buccaneer home games in Florida.
You're right.
That is ridiculous.
I saw two other similar quirks. I saw that the Falcons don't play outdoors until late November. And you mentioned earlier the Jets never leave the Eastern time zone all season.
No, and the Washington Redskins are scheduled to play 14 of their 16 games at 1 p.m. Eastern time, tied for the most in the NFL with the Dolphins and Bills. Their other two games are in primetime.
Shocking, those three teams are playing at 1 o'clock most days.
Yeah.
Couldn't have guessed that.
49ers play four games on short weeks this season, most in the NFL, two on the road.
Very good. All right. Sounds good. Sounds like we got some work done here. I feel good about it. Coming up, we got what you got. We got Chris's Stone Cold Pick of the Night. By the way, I'm 1-0 since I chimed in with my Pistons debacle against the Bucks last night. We'll see what we have on tap for us here next. It's all coming up. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepard.
What You Got brought to you by our good friends at Twin Peaks. Check out their made-from-scratch menu. 29-degree frosty beer, 22-ounce man-sized mugs. Check it all out at Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this date, April 18th, 1923, the house that Ruth built, the other Yankee Stadium, opened. And now it's no longer there. Got the new stadium, and we've moved on. That's the way life is. On this date in 1999, Wayne Gretzky skated his last professional game at Madison Square Garden.
The great one.
His New York Rangers fell to the Pittsburgh Penguins in an unspectacular 2-1 overtime loss. And on this day in history in 2001, Kobe and Vanessa got married. Now, there's a marriage for you.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. How about that?
Good trials kids. And tribulations, right?
Good kids. Way to stick through the tough times.
Highs and lows.
Till death do you part, no matter what.
Yeah, 4-carat rock will help
really?
That one.
Yep. All right, Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, it ain't always great being a giant, right? Just ask 7'6" NBA draft prospect.
They're going to ask Eli Manning.
Taco Fall.
Taco!
UCF Night Star was towering through LAX on Thursday when he gave TMZ the lowdown on the pros and cons of being one of the tallest people on the planet. Taco says it comes in handy at the grocery store whenever he needs to reach the top shelves and look over everything. But when it comes to bathing, it stinks because he's taller than the shower. Fall had a big showdown with Zion Williamson in the NCAA tournament last month. Doesn't have a custom shower to accommodate his size just yet. But if he gets drafted, expects that to be one of his purchases. We also asked what he'd love to go in June's draft, whatever. But the UCF also signed three players recently, basketball. One kid is Moses Bowl. He's 7'1" from Uganda. He was playing at a community college.
Tiny. Manute Bowl's kid?
I don't know. But I think
Bowl.
No, Bowl is in Oregon. But Moses
Bowl. Related? Likely
the
are.
The Knights signed a Moses Bowl. He's 7'1". And
spelled the same way?
Yes, B-O-L, Moses Bowl. And they signed him. They also signed another kid. I forget his name. He's a recruit. He's 6'10". He's 242 pounds.
6'10", 242
Yes, big man being recruited over there by Mr. Dawkins, Coach Dawkins, and another kid. I was a Tyler Johnson, who's a pretty good, very good point guard. So they're reloading over there.
I like the name Bull Bull. It'd be like me being Craig.
Like Sheeman.
Used to be a goalie, played for the Bruins with Flyer. Pete Peters, Colorado.
It's close.
Peter Peters.
Chris. I like it.
Cristobal.
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
It's a real one.
Yeah, it's true.
Big guy. All right, Chris, what you got?
All right, yesterday I gave you not a loser, so that's a good thing.
Well, you pushed.
I pushed. Indiana plus +8 They lost by 8 Got outscored by 19 in the fourth quarter.
Ouch.
So
16-0 run.
Yeah, it really should have been a win, but it's not. So year to date, I'm 17-12-1 My streak is I haven't lost in 2 nights. Tonight's pick. We'll lay the 8.5 with the Warriors in L.A., taking on the Clippers. I'm just not going to bet against this team right now.
Yeah.
Pissed off. They've gone 3 days. Kevin Durant, people calling him a sorry ass on national radio, on local radio.
Yeah.
This team is mad. I'm gonna lay the 8.5 with the Dubs.
I've lost 2 in a row. I think I'm 15-10-1 I just put my notes away. But I am going. I'm going opposite for you. I think the Clippers are going to hang in there. It's 8.5 or 9 But I'm thinking the Clippers are going to hang in there.
When
tonight.
I wrote it down, it was 8.5
And when KD gets ejected because Beverly is being a little gnat again. You remember this conversation. I am going against you. I'm taking the Clippers. I think they're going to play hard tonight.
Chris in his car, Chris Christopherson. Right, another good one.
Yeah, good actor. Star is born.
Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, it's close. Miss. It's close. Not quite bowl.
No,
it's close.
No.
Afterward, we got more baseball tonight? Or
we
Spain
got
and Fitz?
NBA? Like an hour, no, like 45 minutes of Spain and Fitz. And then a little playoff hockey tonight from the ECHL.
Oh,
Blades
in action, up 2-0 They are in Jacksonville taking on the Icemen.
Nice. Love it. That'd be great. Spain and Fitz, what do they talk about today?
Oh, that's tonight and tomorrow night, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're talking
Spain
about.
Spain and Fitz, what's the lead story today? NFL schedule still?
No.
Yeah, they'll talk about Herb Bears and
NBA
Raiders.
Playoffs.
I think they'll go NBA playoffs. I think they'll do that.
I'm calling NFL.
I think the Durant stuff will play well. I mean, that's they'll get into that.
Okay.
Doc Rivers again, and Beverly.
Yes.
That's what I think.
All right. Well,
I'm starving.
Yeah.
Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Passover. Happy Easter.
Yeah.
I'm starving, man.
It's dinner
time.
Putting,
all that putting today. Thanks for everybody.
I had a salad for lunch.
Earlier.
Really stinks when you have a salad for lunch.
You got to keep your girlish figure.
It is curvy.
Ellen DeGeneres.
It is curvy.
All right, so
it's the hip meat that's tough to go away.
We'll
get rid of
those
saddlebags.
We got tomorrow.
Yeah,
off.
We're off tomorrow for Good Friday. So we hope you enjoy
2 o'clock
your holiday.
Tea time.
You got
12 o'clock, 11:59 tea time.
I'm pumped.
Except for one thing.
It's going to be windier than...
Hope a tornado doesn't blast through the air.
Yeah, Anti-M is going to come and blow you down the fairway.
I hope it comes
fairway.
In earlier.
Makes it exciting.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Playing the win.
All right, everybody. Happy Easter. Talk to you on Monday. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman, and I'm awesome. God bless America. Mm-hmm.